Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. The city today is relocating the group of homeless people who had been sleeping at the airport during the pandemic. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from Philly International, where the process started this morning.
City Managing Director Brian Abernathy says 51 people were staying here at Terminal A East overnight. The peak was about 150. And outreach teams are going to get them the help they need after they're screened for coronavirus, which advocates have been pushing for.
Before they're housed, we'll be tested. That test will come back, and then an appropriate housing option will be provided.
They're being moved out because of a rule now being enforced here at the airport. Only travelers and people who work here are allowed inside any of the terminals.
The airlines wanted to make sure that they could operate this month, and the airport has been gracious. They've been cooperative, they've been understanding.
In a statement, airport officials say they tried to help those who needed a place to stay, but there was destruction of property and deterioration of safety. The airport had been directing homeless people to this terminal because it's closed, since it's typically used for international travel. Today is the deadline to request a mail-in ballot for Pennsylvania's primary election. Pennsylvania law now allows anyone to vote by mail for any reason. But to do that, you have to request a ballot by 5 p.m. today. And you need to mail it back quickly. It has to be received by your county election office by June 2nd. Postmarks don't count. You can request a ballot by going to votespa.com or call 1-877-VOTES-PA. It looks like most people followed the rules in Delaware over the holiday weekend. Governor Carney was in Rehoboth Beach yesterday. He says most people on the boardwalk had masks on and were social distancing. He says businesses did their part too.
And as I traveled around Rehoboth Avenue in Rehoboth Beach, I saw the businesses with plexiglass shields at the cashiers. I saw markings on the ground and on the boardwalk to designate 6 feet separation among people in line. I just was really impressed.
This is a good sign ahead of next Monday, when phase one of Delaware's economic reopening plan is set to begin. A month ago, we told you about how Pennsylvania chicken farms were forced to euthanize tens of thousands of birds. Now the poultry industry reports conditions have stabilized. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
The news about farmers having to destroy their flocks because they had nowhere to go with them was unsettling as the coronavirus began devastating the economy. Chris Herr, executive vice president of Penn Ag Industries Association, which represents poultry farmers, says a drastic change in the supply system played a major role in the crisis.
Change from the food service institutional needs, which really stopped, to the almost 100% retail need. You know, changing on a dime that supply system was a bit of a challenge.
He says the industry has adjusted to meet the demands where they are, and Hearst says the poultry processing plants had to be closed for weeks at a time after workers became ill with the virus. He says massive sanitizing operations commenced and barriers were placed in work areas and social distancing guidelines were put into place. Connecticut State Police are searching for a University of Connecticut student who is suspected in two murders and an abduction. Police in Connecticut say Peter Manfredonia broke into a home in Willington, Connecticut. They say he stole guns and a car and then killed a 62-year-old man. They say he then killed a 23-year-old man in Derby, Connecticut. Reporter Matt Campbell spoke with a neighbor who says he heard it happen.
I thought it was, you know, a young couple arguing.
That's what this neighbor, Jesse, heard between 5 and 6 early Sunday morning.
They argued before, so to me, it just felt normal.
The reality was his neighbor, 23-year-old Nicholas Easel, struggling for his life.
I just felt guilty for not making that phone call.
Tortured by the regret and stunned by the randomness of the violence.
Maybe it might not have saved them, but it would have caught. They would have caught him at least.
Police say Manfredonia kidnapped a woman from that house and drove her in her own car to New Jersey. She was found safe in Paterson. Manfredonia was last seen on Sunday in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. He is considered armed and dangerous. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.